Hello great people, how are you guys doing today? This is Teddy Live and I'm welcoming you on board officially. If this is your first time you're tuning in, if this is the first time you're listening, probably someone referred or recommended you, I'm glad to welcome you on board. My name is Ugona Wankuno and this is Teddy Live. I'd be delighted if you can stick around in subsequent weeks. Every Sunday new episode drop and we'll talk about relating issues that can actually shape us to be a better version of ourselves. In the past few weeks we've been looking at a whole lot of various topics and I'd be delighted we can just check through this previous episode to digest all of these things, because they are more like a ladder that get us to where we are headed. So today we just completed a particular topic last week, and today I am looking forward to starting a new topic, and the topic is going to be tagged Start Something. And I am even very, very delighted and grateful that with Level on a good platform, we've built a foundation over the past few weeks on great things that can sustain and retain this particular new topic we're bringing to the podcast. And last week was we talking about the mind, how we can edify our minds, ensure that our minds are being filled with the right content. It doesn't mean that we don't encounter a whole lot of things that are coming into our mind, but we just try to put a guard around our mind to ensure that it is fit for the right cause. So if our mind is okay, then I think we cannot begin to think of the better life and the better aspects in which we want to dominate our minds with. So that was what has led me into thinking that, okay, what should be the next topic that should come on board today on this particular episode on Steady Life. So when I mean start something, I really want us to really be the best version of ourselves. I don't want us to just be a mediocre where we just sit back and we settle for less, we just accept fate for whatever it is that we're going through, that we just put a halt to the movements that we're destined for. So when I mean start something, it's not just starting anything. We have to find a passion, we have to nurture it, and it becomes a big deal at the end of the day. So personally for me, I had a lot of big deal starting up my life. I adventured in a whole lot, and it doesn't mean that I can't do all of those things again. Growing up, I would find myself craft in so many things, doing a whole lot of paperwork, crafting, creating ideas with paper and all that. It got to a point I started drawing, creating illustrations just for the fun of it. And at some point again, I started playing football amongst my peers. These are things I did while growing up, but it was just for the fun of it. Then along the line, I started making palms, sandals, and all of these things. Then school came in, went for school, we're given a different course entirely. You know how it works in my own particular country in Nigeria. The way it works is sometimes you're not offered the particular course in which you intend to go in for. So the course in which you are offered is now more like what you're going to see yourself through school with, then probably fall back to your passion at the end of the day along the line. So for me, after I'd walked through all of those crafts, just trying to have fun all through, then I found myself in a university where the course I'm studying is not in line with my core area of passion, as it may be. So along the line, it was quite a big deal trying to balance off the course and being in school alongside the skill. So these are things that would unfold in the course of the week and starting something. I'd been able to survive all of those things, and the things I would suggest you go by and the things I would suggest that you don't do, because it's something I had worked through in the past, and I feel that sharing that particular experience with you guys would make it very, very easy and you'll be willing to relate with it more, as maybe. So today, as it appears on starting something, basically I had in the past went through a whole lot of things trying to find my bearing, finding balance amongst a whole lot of things that I intend to do. I had been thinking that what could it be? What is it that I'm very good at? What should I just lay emphasis on? Trying to develop a skill, trying to know what it is that I can develop, trying to know my talents and all of these things. These are all the things that I really needed to get ourselves immersed in, because before we can actually start something, you need to first and foremost know that which you are very good at. You need to first and foremost know that area of your strength, because when you begin to know all of these things, then you can see yourself through the hard times and the good times. When it begins to pay off, when it doesn't pay off, then you don't get discouraged. So basically, this is just a primer for the for this particular episode. So subsequent week would break this down and I'll share my own experience on how I had been able to walk this journey with you. But for now, I wanted to register in our mind that this is a new topic we're picking. Start something. There's no time to waste again. No one is getting any younger. We just have to take certain actions and be responsible enough to be accountable for our actions. So I leave you with this. Think of the very thing you feel you can do, that you're passionate about, that you just don't want to not do without doing. So that is where we would be a good start for us to leverage on. Then when we come on board next week, we can easily just break down and shed more light on how to walk that journey with you all together. So that is that on today's episode on Steady Life. We're picking a new topic, start something, and we'll see ourselves again next week. Bye for now. And don't forget, my name is Gunnar Makuno. Feel free to reach out to me across all social platforms. Send a mail to me at same handle, Gunnar Makuno. Thank you once again. Bye for now.